V-minus 15. ELF Western Office, Havana, Cuba. From his new office in Havana, the ELF's controversial Western secretary tried in vain to follow three conversations at once. Not only was John Cole on the phone to one of Ding Xiang's senior advisors, he was also issuing text-based orders to his media team via his computer while listening to incoming news from an aide of his own who was standing in the doorway. The present aide had been getting the least of Cole's attention, but that all changed when he relayed a specific piece of news. Due to the position of Ding's advisor deep inside the ELF building in Beijing, Cole's aide in Havana got the news first and broke it immediately.
Sir, the mothership just released five smaller spacecraft. We don't know what they want and we don't know where they're going, but they left in different directions.
By the time Cole had heard this once, he was hearing it again over the phone as the news of what was happening outside the building reached Ding's advisor. Cole put the phone down, stepped away from his computer, and unmuted the TV on his wall. The screen was split, with the left side showing a live scene in Beijing that didn't look any different from what he'd seen the last time he looked up a few minutes earlier. On the right, however, ACN was showing a looped replay of the moment when five saucer-like spacecraft had emerged from the underside of their mothership's center and dispersed for their unknown destinations.
One has stopped at the Chinese coast,
an off-screen ACN newscaster revealed, shrieking out this development the instant it reached him.
It's hovering exactly where the third triangle was found, which gives us a good clue as to where two of the other four craft are currently headed.
The newscaster spoke with an excitement better suited to a sports commentary gig. Cole couldn't help but think, particularly given the unclear motives of the alien visitors. Within no more than a few minutes, which were filled by intense speculation and trance-like focus on the new live satellite-based tracking map which showed the craft's movement, that map showed that one of the remaining four craft had stopped over Vanuatu. Following different paths, one of the others was heading east towards the Americas, while the others were heading west. Very soon after the second took up a hovering position over Vanuatu, the third craft stopped somewhere less expected. Not Zanzibar, but Moscow.
Moscow?
Cole asked, turning to the aide who was now by his side and gazing at the screen just as intently, rather than standing awkwardly in the doorway as he had been at first.
ELF European office, the man said, which means...
He didn't have to finish the thought, and neither did Cole. After the fourth craft positioned itself over Zanzibar, surprising no one, all eyes turned to the movement of the fifth.
Buenos Aires, Cole willed the still-moving craft. Come on, just stop over Buenos Aires.
If Cole had explored this thought, he would have realized that it marked a turning point in his outlook. Rather than wishing for the spotlight and attention that would come with the craft stopping directly above him, he craved the degree of reassurance that would come from knowing that the aliens weren't only interested, for one reason or another, in ELF-based sites. Alas, the craft's direction of travel as it crossed the United States dismissed Buenos Aires as a futile hope. There was no doubt where the fifth craft was going, or coming from Cole's perspective, and the best place to see its arrival was not on a TV set. John Cole and his aide rushed through the still unfurnished corridor outside his hastily opened office and continued to the edge of the building. They stepped outside without any hesitation and saw a great number of local police and ELF security officers already in attendance. Very few civilians were anywhere to be seen, with the atmosphere very much one of calm before the storm tension rather than excitement. The behavior of the aliens piloting the mothership and its series of nested craft certainly didn't have much in common with that of the messengers who had touched down in Colorado with little fanfare before stepping out and walking on Earth like it was something they did all the time. On the contrary, the sheer scale of the mothership suggested, to Cole's mind at least, that the intimidation factor was no accident. They couldn't not know how intimidating it would be to cast such an enormous shadow over the capital city of the world's most populous nation, he reasoned, and he could think of no reason why the messengers would ever want to act in such a way. Cole didn't just have more questions than answers, he had all questions and no answers. Standing opposite the imposing monument from which he had addressed a huge crowd at Dan McCarthy's side just days earlier, his mindset and the external atmosphere could scarcely have been any different. No longer was there a sense of triumphalism within him and a sense of eager anticipation around him. Now, all was trepidation. And although he wasn't personally looking at any screens or engaged in any phone conversations as the fifth craft drew ever closer to Havana, Cole knew when it was close. The change in body language among the police and security officers, who were in touch with people monitoring the craft's path, made this only too obvious. Sure enough, when shoulders tightened and weapons were raised, John Cole's life had only around 15 seconds of anything resembling normality remaining. Beyond that, as the alien craft first appeared as a speck and grew ever larger as it approached and descended, he knew that nothing would ever be the same again.